非常重要的一个点。请看一下但以理书，
今天不需要翻译了。今天 Daddy 不会来吧？ Daddy 会来哦，他还在吗？ Daddy 还要来。 OK， 好，但以理书第七章，哎，题目就是幸福真道，幸福主的真道，走活路。但以理书第七章十三、十四节，我们一起来读好吗？但以理说他在夜间见到异象。十三、十四节，我在夜间的异象中观看，见有一位像人子的，驾着天云而来，被领到亘古常在者面前，得了权柄、荣耀、国度，使各方各国各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的，不能废去，他的国必不败坏。
So Daniel chapter 7 verses 13 and 14. In my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was one like the Son of Man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All peoples, nations, and men of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away.And his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed.
我们知道但以理是西元前500多年前的人，将近600年的人。
We know that Daniel is someone from 500, 应该
是西元前600多年，因为犹太王国西元前586嘛，西元前600左右，600年左右的人。
So Daniel was someone from 600 years before Christ.
那他在夜间见异象的时候，他先是看到四个兽，四个王会在世上兴起。
And so when he saw this dream and his vision, at night he saw four beasts and then four kings.That will be arise from the world.
这个时候，但以理才是第一个尼布甲尼撒王的时代。好
，And at this time, Daniel is the first generation from King
尼布甲尼撒。
Nebuchadnezzar, yes.
所以这个异象呢，所看到的就是。对将来世事的预言。
And so this vision is for is a prophecy for the future to come.
对。那我们知道主耶稣被钉，然后他在看到我们刚读的十三十四节这个情形。
He saw that, and then he saw the other vision in verses 13 and 14.
那我们知道主耶稣被钉十字架，从死里复活以后。被接升天，得了荣耀。
And we know that when Jesus died on the cross, after he died on the cross, he resurrected and he was, he ascended to heaven.
然后被 glorified.
And was glorified in the heavens.
那这些事呢？主耶稣自己也说，我们在第，我们看约翰福音十五章。
Let us read John chapter 15.
十五章。耶稣在还没有上十字架之前，他先说了预言。
So before Jesus went on the cross, he prophesied.
26, 27节。我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证，你们也要做见证，因为你们从起头就与我同在。
So verses 26 and 27, when the counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me, and you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning.
弟兄姊妹，我现在读这个圣经所讲的是真实在我们活人之地有的事情，所以我们要相信接受。你相信接受，你就会得祝福。
And so what we're talking about here happens right here on this earth, in our lives. And so when we trust and believe these words of God, we will receive blessings.
那主耶稣在十六章，他也继续说。从第五节到第七节。
So in chapter 16, verses 5 through 7.
耶稣，我们一起来读哈，他讲到圣灵要来哈。现今我往差我来的父那里去，你们中间并没有人问我，你往哪里去？只因我将这事告诉你们，你们就满心忧愁。然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的，我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来，我若去，就差他来。
So John chapter 16 verse 5 through 7, Now I'm going to him who sent me, yet none of you asks me, where are you going? Because I have said these things, you are filled with grief. But I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you.
好，我们人很容易，因为神是灵，是肉眼看不见的，的确存在，可是是肉眼看不见的。
And so, God is a spirit, and even though we can't see him, with our eyes, physical eyes, he does exist.
那当时门徒跟耶稣在一起，耶稣太棒了，所以听说耶稣要离开他们，他们就忧愁。
And so at the time, the disciples, when they were with Jesus, because Jesus was so awesome and wonderful that when Jesus was leaving, they were very troubled.
有耶稣在，万事 OK， 没有什么问题不能解决。
With Jesus around, everything is fine, everything is okay, nothing is too difficult.
所以耶稣不在，他们就满心忧愁。
And so when Jesus was about to leave, they were really troubled in their hearts.
可是十六章第七节，耶稣说：“我将真情告诉你们。”我去是与你们有益的。
And so in verse 7 it says, But I tell you the truth, it is for your own good.
我若去就差保惠师来。
It is for your own good that I'm going away. Unless I go, the counselor will not come to you.
保惠师需要来到我们的里面。
So the Holy Spirit needs to come into our inner being.
才能把我们带进真理的实质。
And then the Spirit will lead us into the reality of truth.
这是门徒那个时候还不能了解。
But at the time, the disciples couldn't understand that.
可是耶稣讲的是一件很宝贵的事。
But what Jesus was saying was very important.
你看，耶稣是世界上最棒的老师，可是他讲了讲了，门徒还是领会不过来。
Jesus was the greatest teacher on earth, and yet, even though he taught them and preached to them, his disciples still could not understand.
因为只有神的灵能够参透神的事， 能够领受神的事。
Because only the Holy Spirit can search things and can reveal God's things.
所以我们需要有真理的圣灵在我们的里面，我们才能领受神。
And so we need the Holy Spirit, a spirit of truth inside of us in order for us to receive God.
那现在真理的圣灵已经被差来。
Right now, the spirit of truth has been sent.
五旬节大浇灌，耶稣不是跟他们说，你们不能只是仅仅有一点点的圣灵，你们要领受圣灵的洗。
So when Jesus said in the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came, Jesus said that, told them that you can't just receive a little bit of Holy Spirit, you need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
那个圣灵的浸，就是你在圣灵的里面，让圣灵来引领你，来提握你，你才会充满了神的能力。
So baptism of the Holy Spirit means that you let the Holy Spirit saturate you completely, so that then you, so that, and to guide you, so that you will be empowered by the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵来是那么重要的一件事。
And so that is why it is so important for the Holy Spirit to come.
圣灵来就把神的国带到我们的生命里。
So when the Holy Spirit comes, He brings God's kingdom into our lives.
因为天国的王就是基督的灵，就住在我们的里面。
Because the King of Heaven, which is the Spirit of Jesus the Christ, lives within us.
在这样子的人的当中，神的国也降临在这样子的人的当中。
And God's kingdom also comes among the people like that.
借着这样子，保罗说，没有，那个主耶稣说，你们这小群不要怕，你们的父乐意把国赐给你们，就是借着圣灵来做这个工作的。
And that's why Jesus said, you know, you, a small group of people, do not worry, do not be afraid. God will bring the kingdom of heaven among you, and that is through the Holy Spirit.
所以刚刚我们看到，但以理书第七章十三、十四节，好像但以理事先看到耶稣升天以后，驾着天云回到天上去，天上的都大迎接我们的这一位神的儿子凯旋归来。被领到亘古常在者面前。
So when Jesus came on the clouds, he will lead his people.
He was led to the 亘古常在者。Yeah.
He was led to the one who has always been.
Yeah, 亘古常就是但以理第七章十三、十四节。得了权柄、荣耀、国度。
Daniel 7, 13 and 14. And there before me was like a son of man coming with clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence.
得了权柄、荣耀、国度，
authority, glory, and sovereign power.
使各方、各国、各族的人都侍奉他。
So all peoples, nations, and men of every language worshipped him.
他的权柄是永远的。
His dominion is an everlasting dominion.
不能废去。
That will not pass away.
他的国必不败坏。
And his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed.
刚刚我们唱那个诗歌说。天使都向你跪下敬拜尊崇你。
So when we sang the hymn, it says that even angels bow down before you and kneel down worship you.
天使很清楚这一位神的儿子凯旋归来成就了何等大的事。
The angels know that when Jesus came back to heaven in glory, how great of a thing he had accomplished.
因为他成全了救恩，所以地上走罪恶死路的罪人都可以被带回，借着耶稣来走永活的路。
And because of his death, and his resurrection, all the people on this earth can be led to, through Jesus, led to the path of eternity.
好，那我们刚那个唱说，何塞纳归于大卫的子孙。何塞纳这个字呢，原来是有求救的意思。
So earlier on we were singing Hosanna to the sons of David. Hosanna means, originally it has this meaning and significance, connotation of asking for rescue.
对，后来成为称颂的话。
And later on it became a word of praise.
好像就是说我们世上都需要拯救，我们世人需要拯救。何塞纳，神啊，来救我们。
And it's as if that we're crying out for rescue. Lord, come and help us.
我们现在一种情况中，你要来救我们，你是我们的救赎主。
That we are sinking in such a situation that you're going to lift us up. You're going to rescue us.
Yeah. 那所以我们唱那个诗歌。何塞纳归于大卫的子孙。
That's why we sing the song Hosanna to the sons of David.
Okay, 好，我们现在再来看罗马书第一章。
Let us read Romans chapter 1.
第一节到第五节。
Verses 1 to 5.
我们一起来读哈。耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的，论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，按圣善的灵说因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。我们从他受了恩惠并使徒的职分，在万国之中叫人为他的名信服真道。
Okay, so Romans chapter 1 verses 1 through 5. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, regarding his son, who as to his human nature was descendant of David, and who through the spirit of holiness was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him and for his name's sake, we received grace and apostleship to call people from among all the Gentiles to the obedience that comes from faith.
我的题目就是从这一节出来的哈，就是保罗说我们从神受了恩惠，他因着神的恩惠他得了拯救，那神就给他一个职分。
So the title of this today's sermon came from here. So Paul said that because God gave him grace, and through God's grace, he received his apostleship.
因为过去人因为不礼拜，偏行己路，就在罪孽之中。
Because prior to us, because in the past people did not understand, so we were sinking in our sins.
那神来光照我们，苏醒我们，引领我们悔改，就离开那个罪恶的权势，
So when God shine His light into our hearts, guide us onto the right path, then we leave the darkness of sin.
从此我们信服神的真道，就是走神的路，那就是永活的路。
And ever since then, we walk onto the path of the truth, and which is the path of everlasting.
第七节他说，我写信给你们在罗马，为神所爱，奉召做圣徒的众人。
And so verse 7 says, to all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints.
你知道我们蒙召成为基督徒是要来当圣徒，蒙召做圣徒。
And you know that when we are called to be Christians, we are called to be saints.
我们如果继续走自己的路，我们没有办法在救恩的持续在救恩的这个福蒙拯救的福分里。
If we continue to walk our own path, we cannot continue to be on the path of salvation.
我们会在陷入罪中。
We're going to sink ourselves in situation in sin.
所以我们成为一个基督徒，真的我们需要遵他而行，走他的路，不至于偏行己路，不再迷失，不再陷在罪孽中。
And so, as a Christian, we need to follow His footsteps, and we need to adhere to His guidance, so that we're not, we don't sink in sin.
上个礼拜我讲被教士他们的那个见证哈。
So last week I talked about the testimony of Sister Gerda.
好像没有什么，表面上没有什么大道理。
It might seem as if on the surface there wasn't a lot of theologies.
但是在他们很平凡的生活的那个模式里，你看到那个就是真理在其中。他们就是按神的旨意而行。
But from their everyday testimonies, you can see that they are walking according to God's ways.
我们上个礼拜唱说，行路客人，你好辛苦哦，你要去哪里呀？
Last week we were singing the hymn,
The Pilgrim.
The Pilgrim, where are you going? Your life is very hard, where are you going?
手扶着杖，好辛苦哦。
In your hand, you have a staff.
为什么？因为基督徒在这个世上，他的路是逆流而上。
And why is that? And that's because as Christians, our lives on this earth, we're going against the current.
我们有一些仇敌。我没有信耶稣之前，好像不会感受到这种。我信了耶稣，发现有一些仇敌，有一些对头，跟我要去朝见神这个事。相抗的。
So prior to knowing about Jesus Christ, I did not realize that. But after knowing Christ, there are enemies and there are opposing forces that are in conflict with us coming to Christ.
一方面，在最终可以随心所欲的取乐这种试探。
On one hand, a lot of the times in our sins, we can do as we wish.And we can do as we do as we wish to be entertained.
Yeah. 这个世界有一些人的看法，好像他们是不认同你的。他们甚至因着你持定走光明的路，甚至他们把你看为是仇敌。
And there are people in this world that they their opinions and.What they think, they don't agree with you, and so that when you persist in walking God's way, they might even see you as an enemy.
你定义要行神真理的道，有些时候你会挡了人家的路。
When you determine to walk on God's path, sometimes you block other people's path.
因为在你行路的当中，你显出那个光，就照到人里面的黑暗，人家不舒服。
So because when you're walking on God's path, the light that shines from you might shine on other people's darkness, and for other people, they might not feel comfortable.
这个种种好像都是一个跟就是走天路哈，所以辛苦要依靠那个杖，就是依靠神哈。Yeah.
And so that is why walking on the path to toward heaven, we have to have that staff, and that staff signifies we are putting our trust in God.
还有另外一个就是我们里面有一个己。
And another thing is that inside every one of us there is a self.
这个己也不会让我们那么舒服的，要去全然顺主而行。
And this self, or rather this flesh, will not allow us to trust and obey God so easily.
如果我们从一开始一生下来就是在一个很近前的那种环境被熏陶，这个可能会比较容易。
Maybe if we were born in a family that was very devoted to God, and we had that aroma throughout the years, it might be a little bit easier.
因为习惯跟生命的倾向好像是一个近前的倾向，这个对我们比较容易。
Because the habits and our spiritual life inclination might be easier for us when we were born in that environment and nurtured in that environment.
可是如果像我们，像我十九岁，很多东西都定型了，我才信主，那很多生命的倾向，虽然不是恶的，在人看来不是恶的倾向。可是那个也是属于己的倾向，哇，
and so,
这个好难断。
So like people like me who didn't know about Christ until 19 years old, a lot of the habits and inclinations have been set, and so maybe a lot of the things that we've done don't seem like evil in other people's eyes, but in God's eyes, it's not necessarily what God's way of doing things, and such flesh needs to be cut off.
所以呢，在那个罗马书第一章第七节说，我们奉召是要去得神的荣耀自由，我们奉召要成为圣徒。
So in Romans chapter 1 verse 7, we are called to receive God's glory, and we are called to be God's saints.
我们要从罪恶 set free from 罪恶。
We need to be set free from sin.
从我们这一个败坏的肉体，这个己，不论这个肉体表现的是高档的还是低档的，这个肉体都不会使我们可以多多去让神活出来。
Whether our flesh manifests itself in a high quality or a lower quality way, our flesh, no matter what, will always hinder us to come to God to receive God's blessing.
还有呢？从这个虚妄的世界的情绪里出来。
And our flesh will have a difficult time to get out of the worldly the worldly pleasures or the world.
我们要去得荣耀自由。
We need to gain glory and freedom in God.
我们呢辛苦逆流而上，就是我们要走一条往天行走的活路。
And we were going against the current. It's difficult, but we need to walk on the path toward heaven.
弟兄姊妹， 这个代价要付代价，可是这个代价很值得付。
And even though there's a great price to be paid, this price is worth it.
因为会赢得今生跟来世的奖赏。
And because you will receive, blessings in this life and in eternity.
记不记得门徒问耶稣说：“我们都为你已经撇弃一切所有的，我们要得什么呢？”
Remember, disciples asked Jesus, "We gave up everything for you. What will we receive in heaven?"
耶稣说：“你们要在今世得百倍，来世得永生。”
Jesus said that you will receive hundredfold in this life, and in eternity, or in the future, you will receive eternity.
我想今世得百倍不是说你本来有一万块钱要得一百万，不是这个意思。
And so I'm thinking that it doesn't really mean that if you had $10,000, now you have $1,000,000.
而是那个价值，我们在今生地上的这个价值是百倍于我们没有付这个代价的。
But the value that we have on this earth, that is the, our value is greater, hundredfold greater than what we would have had if we didn't have Christ.
因着信靠神，信从神，我们得各方面的富足。
Through trusting in God and obeying in God, we can receive different kinds of blessings.
就看刚刚有人祷告的，神是我们里面平安的源头，喜乐的源头，智慧的源头，
just,
这个不是金钱买得到的。
Just like people pray earlier, God is our source of our joy, source of our peace, and source of our wisdom. And these are things that we can't buy with money.
这些是我们在地上活人之地就可以享受到的。
And these are things that we can enjoy. While living on this earth,
当天国的王在我们里面的时候，
when the King of Heaven is inside of us,
神本性一切的丰盛都可以有形有体的在我们的里面，按着时候临到我们。
So all the good things in God's nature, will in His time, come to us, and to the blessings will come to us.
对，那个是在今世得百倍。
So that is why we say that in this life we will receive hundredfold with Christ.
好，我们再来看，刚刚说我们奉召做圣徒，我们可以从主领受权柄、荣耀、国度，就是耶稣所领受的。他可以让我们因着信也领受权柄、荣耀、国度。
So earlier we were saying that when we're called to be saints, God let us to receive authority, glory, and His dominion.
圣经都有记载，我们来看，用圣经的话来证明这件事哈。希伯来书第二章第十节。
So let us read Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10.
前半部哈，我们读前半部就好了。第二章第十节说：“原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。”
In bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering.
就前半部，他要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
In bringing many sons to glory.
很多的儿子，这些儿子是谁？我们看加拉太书第三章。
So it mentions many sons, and who are these many sons? So let us read Galatians.
二十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 26.
你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
And it says, you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
So, 谁是神的儿子？因信基督耶稣。
So, who are the sons of God? Through faith in Christ Jesus. Anyone who believes through faith in Christ Jesus.
神的儿子就是主耶稣基督要领这样子的人进荣耀里去。
You are sons of God when you want Christ, and God is going to lead these type of people through in glory.
我们看还有罗马书第八章。
Let us read Romans chapter 8,
十四节。
Verse 14.
我们从十四节，读到十七节。
Let us read from 14 to 17.
因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心。因此，我们呼叫阿爸父，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿子，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
So Romans chapter 8, verse 14 through 17. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God, for you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear. But you receive the spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory.
我想我们如果细细去体会这些圣经，我们就会知道我们这些信耶稣基督成为神儿子的，我们这些被圣灵引导的是神的儿子的，我们可以承受神给耶稣基督一切神本性的丰盛，都在耶稣基督里面，我们可以承受，我们可以得荣耀。
Okay, so if we receive Jesus Christ and
we are led by God's
Spirit, by God's Spirit, we can receive all the blessings that are in God's nature.
好，我们还有另外一处圣经，约翰一书第三章。
Let us read 1 John chapter 3.
我们如果要确保这一些应许能应验在我们身上，有一件事我们需要留意，就是要洁净自己。
If we want to make sure that all these promises of God and blessings come upon our lives, we need to make sure that we need to cleanse ourselves.
我们看第一节，第三章第一节到第三节。
Okay, 1 John chapter 3, verses 1-3.
我们一起读好吗？你看，父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。亲爱的弟兄们啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。凡像他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
So how great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been known, has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, just as he is pure.
这边第二节说，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明。
And in second verse it says, dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known.
这句话就发人深省哈。
And this phrase,
就使我们会 examine 我们这个人。
Help us examine ourselves.
我们现在好像大家都有人说一开始走这个天路的人很多。
Some people say that in the beginning, those who follow God, there are many.
但是越来越来，你越走，你要经过考验。
But as we walk more and more, there are many trials and tribulations.
人如果没有很清楚这个呼召的本质是什么，很容易他就被迷惑了。
And sometimes if we're not very clear about God's calling, and what the nature of this calling is, we can be easily misled or deceived.
有时候碰到不如意的事，有时候碰到一些不能了解的患难，他就滑出去了。
And sometimes when we encounter or when we face trials that we don't understand, or things that are in conflict with what we have wanted, it's very easy for people to go astray.
所以，以前一些很属神的、成熟的圣徒，他们说走到底的很少。
And so, in the past, there were some mature Christians who said that those who persevere till the end are few.
那是也许那是事实。
It may be true. It may be the truth.
The facts. 但是我们知道，真理是，如果我们持续的相信，持续的跟随。
But we know the truth, and that is that if we continue to persevere, continue to follow God, and continue to believe,
我们是可以走到底的。
It is possible for us to follow him till the end.
神会保守帮助我们到底的。
And God is going to protect us and to help us till the end.
这个就是第二节后半部讲的，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
This is what the second half of verse 2 was saying. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
保罗在哥罗西书第一章二十三节很容易记，一二三。保罗在哥罗西书第一章二十三节，他就很斩钉截铁的讲。
So Paul mentioned this in Colossians chapter 1 verse 23.
他说，只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不致被引动失去，或者说是离开福音的盼望。
It says that Colossians chapter 1 verse 23, if you continue in your faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel.
只要继续恒心,
as long as you continue to persevere,
只要继续的信靠顺服他,
continue to trust and obey,
那我们一定会被保守。将来一定会得见主的真体。
We will definitely be protected, and in the future receive God's body.
我们就是那个将来必得见他真体的那 走到底的一群。
Oh, so in the future we will see God, in the future.
为什么呢？因为这个不是，这个是完全我们借着信靠顺服，蒙神的灵，圣灵是赐给顺从之人的。
And so this all depends on our trusting and obey Him, because the Holy Spirit is given to those who obey Him.
如果我们愿意信靠顺服神，虽然我说，哎呀，像保罗说，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
Just like Paul said, who can save me from this body and sin?
但是神给我们一个求告他的权柄。
God gives us the authority to call out to Him.
我们相信你相信耶稣已经为我赢得救恩，我相信接受这个救恩就属于我。
When we believe in our hearts that Jesus has already won the salvation for us, and then when we believe the salvation belongs to us,
我心里相信，我口里承认。
When we believe in our hearts and we proclaim in our mouths, our lips,
这个救恩就一定会属于我们。
And this salvation will belong to us.
因为圣经跟我们讲，求告主名的就必得救。
Because in the Bible it says those who call unto God will be saved.
我们昨天唱一首诗歌说，时刻蒙恩。
Yesterday we were singing a hymn that said that we are
saved
moment by moment.
为什么耶稣要我们常常祷告，讲常常警醒祷告？
And why does Jesus want us to pray continuously and frequently?
为什么耶稣喜欢我们三两个人聚在一起来聚会，来彼此提醒，彼此劝勉。
And why does God want us to come together, at least two or three people, to encourage one another and to worship Him?
因为有人说，你看那个烧着的炭，一块拿出来很容易就熄掉，可是如果有几块常常靠在一起，他们就会越烧越旺。
So take the example of coral. If you take a small piece of coral out, it's going to be put out very soon. But when you have a bunch of coral together, the fire will grow stronger and stronger.
我们信服真道。
So when we trust the truth, when we trust and obey the truth,
我们就会走活路。
Then we will walk onto the path of eternity, the path of the living.
我真的看到，从我自己身上，从我周边的人，从我听到远处的、近处的见证，真的，我们必须信服真道，我们就会走活路。
So if we trust and obey the truth, we will be able to walk onto God's path, the everlasting path. And I've seen that from my own example, from the examples of people around me, or testimonies from near and far.
我们看一下彼得前书第四章。
Let us read 1 Peter chapter 4.
我们先看第二章二十一节。
Let us read chapter 2,
彼得前书第二章
First Peter chapter 2, 二十一节 verse 21.
这边也是讲到我们蒙召哈。
And here is also talking about God's calling for us.
他说基督二十一节，基督为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样。
It says to this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example.
耶稣受苦是为什么受苦？他是为了遵主的、遵父的旨意而受苦。
So Christ suffered, and why did Christ suffer?
他不照自己的意思行，他单单要遵神的旨意，他因着这样而受苦。
He suffered because he trusted and obeyed the Father.
他说，他给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
That he left you an example so that you should follow in his footsteps.
然后二十五节中间这个也很重要哈，我们因为时间关系，我们就跳过来看二十五节。他说：“你们从前好像迷路的羊。”
The other verses are important, but let's look at verse 25. It says, "For you were like sheep going astray."
没有在神的道上。
Because you were not walking on God's path.
你就遇不见神。
So you cannot see God.
你就遇不见神的诸般恩惠。
And so you cannot see, you cannot encounter God's different kinds of grace.
当然这个世上你不跟随神，你也可以得到很多好处。
Of course, if you don't look for God, you can, on this earth, you might still be able to receive some worldly blessings.
但是如果你有很丰富的这个地上的物质的财富，可是你却没有那个真实的生命，这个都是过眼云烟，对不对？
So if you have a lot of wealth in this earth, but you don't have that that true
life.
Spiritual life, then all of these things will soon pass away.
他说你们从前都走迷路了，都陷在罪孽中。
It says that for you were like sheep, you went astray, and you were sinking in your sinfulness.
跟神的生命、跟神的福分无关。
That you did not have anything to do with God's spiritual lives and God's blessings.
如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。
But now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your soul.
Yeah, 我们再来看你的第四章。
Let us read
十四节
verse 14.
他说：“你们若为基督的名受辱骂，便是有福的。”
He says, "If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed."
因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。
For the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you.
你知道神荣耀的灵在我们身上多宝贵。
Do you know God's glory, God's Spirit on us? How great that, how precious that is.
昨天我们查经的时候，志刚讲到说，要神的爱，好才能够越过许多的事哈。
So yesterday in our Bible study, Brother Zigang mentioned that. In order to overcome a lot of things, we need God's love.
问题是有些时候我们以为我们有爱心，可是碰到情况就发现我们没有爱。
But a lot of the times we thought we have God's love, but then when circumstances arise, we realize we don't have love.
我曾经在信主没有很久的时候，大概一年多吧。一年多，最多两年，一年多，我没有记日记了，一年多。因着蒙神的光照，只是除掉一个对一个弟兄的成见，我彻底的悔改，求告神把我这个成见拿掉。那个神的爱大大的充满我。
So when I first became a Christian, a year or two after I became a Christian, I got rid of one of a prejudice against a brother in Christ. And when I let go of my prejudice against him, God's love overfilled and overwhelmed me.
我那段时间大概有一个月之久，我每一次碰到我说神啊，我没有办法改变我自己，可是我真的愿意被改变，我真的要切实的去爱这个人。
And in the past, For that month, I was having very great difficulty to love this person in Christ. And I asked God to pray, I prayed to God and called out to God to help me to love this person in Christ in truth.
有一天神做成了,
and one day God did it.
哇, 那个神的爱浇灌下来,
and when God's love came down,
可以说那一次的经验奠定了我以后经过所有的困难, 我没有办法否定神是真实的。
And so that experience helped me that in the future, when I was going through all kinds of difficulties, I can look back on that experience and know that God is true and God is real. And he will help us through.
那就是圣经讲说，圣灵把神的爱厚厚浇灌在我们里面。
So the Holy Spirit anoints the God's love abundantly in our lives.
那是神的恩典，不是我的灵命高超。
And it's God's grace. It's not because I was spiritually better. Or spiritually good.
我现在比那个时候更认识自己。
Now I realize I know more about myself than in the past.
也更认识关于神的话。
And I know more of God's words.
但是那个时候就是神的恩典，荣耀的恩典。
And at that time, it was God's grace, God's glorious grace.
那个时候我一个感觉是什么？
And at that time, I had a feeling
充满神的爱,去爱人,爱得游润有余。
That when you're filled by God's love, when you love other people, the love is overflowing.
好像不需要你去努力。
It comes to a point that you don't have to strive or strain yourself to love.
所以当神荣耀的灵住在我们身上的时候，那是多么宝贵的一件事。
So when God's glorious Spirit abide in us, what a glorious situation that is.
So precious.
So a precious thing.
耶稣基督说是常常有神的灵在他身上。
And Jesus Christ always had the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit on him.
你可以在他身上看到各种圣灵的恩赐。
You can see all the different kinds of the fruits of the Spirit on him.
当神的灵在我们里面的时候,
when God's Holy Spirit is in us,
你会有智慧的言语, 会有知识的言语。
You will have words of wisdom. You will have words of knowledge.
好像你因着里面充满了爱, 你的嘴巴是被神调的。
And because you are filled with God's love on the inside, it seems as if your mouth is guided by God.
弟兄姊妹，神就是要把我们带进这个实质。
And brothers and sisters, God really wants us to enter this reality.
不是靠我们这边努力, 而是靠我们说求告神。
And it's not it does not depend on our
当神,
end striving, but it depends on calling out to God.
光照我的时候, 主啊，我愿意切实的悔改。
When God's light shines into our hearts, we cry out to God, Lord, we're willing to really repent.
把你所光照我里面的这个黑暗, 你要我除掉这个东西, 拿掉。
So whatever darkness that there is in me, take it out of me.
进入神的荣耀自由,
so that I may enter God's glorious freedom.
我那个时候是纯粹就是神的恩典, 就遇见了神荣耀的恩典。
And so at that time, I was purely God's grace, and I received God's glorious grace.
后来神要我立意来追求他，就是要我一直能够活在那样子的光景里。
And then later on, God wanted me to be determined to pursue after him,
不只是,
to live in that spiritual condition.
不只是一时遇到,
and it's not just to encounter it for one time, but to continuously be in that spiritual condition, to be filled with God's love. And that is how we can be like God. So that is why we need an overseer for our soul.
神借着他的话跟他的灵来督责我们。
And through his words and his spirit, God is going to guide and protect us.
刚刚我们读到约翰福音16章读到第七节，第八节说：“圣灵来，要叫人畏罪、畏义、畏审判，自己责备自己。”
So when the Holy Spirit comes, he's going to enable us rebuke ourselves.
所以我们会厌恶自己。
So that
we're
going to despise our flesh and ask God to take the place of our flesh.
好，我们看一下耶稣，耶稣他是怎么样？耶稣是我们的榜样，我们要跟随他的脚踪行。我们看一下耶稣是怎么活在人间的。
Jesus is our example, and we're going to follow his path in his footsteps.
那我们也要留心听他是怎么说话，怎么吩咐教导我们。
And we're going to listen carefully for what he is teaching us.
那我们知道义人必因信得生，关于信心，耶稣是怎么样向我们说出这个大信心的这个情形。
And we know that the righteous shall live by faith, and he will also read about what he wants us to do in terms of faith.
一方面，使我们能信是神荣耀的恩典。
On one hand, his grace enables us to believe, to have faith in him.
另外一方面，信道是从神的话而来。
On the other hand, trusting in his word, having faith in him, comes from God's words.
我们看一下哥罗西书第二章。
So let us read Colossians
第六第七节，这些话要栽进我们的里面。第六第七节，第二章。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7.
我们一起读。你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固。正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。Verse 6.
So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness.
既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行。
It says here, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him.
遵神的话而行。 有时候神直接对我们说话。
Continue to live in him, to follow God's words. Sometimes God speaks to us directly.
有时候透过圣经,
sometimes,
sometimes
through the Holy Bible.
有时候神透过人跟我们讲出神的心意。
Sometimes through other Christians, God tells us his will for us.
我们如果遵这些话而行，我们的信心就会有根有基。
So if we follow God's words, all of these words, in his Holy Spirit, then we're going to have a strong foundation.
而且会成长茁壮信心。
After we're rooted and built up in Him, we're going to be strengthened in the faith.
好，我们再看马太福音第八章。
Let us read Matthew chapter 8.
就是那个百夫长的故事哈，我想因为时间关系，我们就不读所有的。就是这个百夫长，耶稣说：“我去医你的仆人。”
It's the story of the centurion, and we're not
going to read all the details
from verses 6 to 10.
那个百夫长说：“我不敢当，你只要一句话，我的仆人就好了。”
So when Jesus said, "Let me come and go heal your servant," and the centurion said,Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed.
这百夫长不是犹太人呢。
This centurion is not a Jew. It was not a Jew.
他怎么会对耶稣那么有信心？
And how did he have such faith from Jesus?
他从地上的一个法则看出一个生命属灵的法则。
So he, from the principles on this earth, he saw the principle in heaven.
他说，因为我在人的权下，也有兵在我以下。这个是第九节哈。对这个说去，他就去；对那个说来，他就来。对我的仆人说，你做这事，他就去做。
So in verse 9 it says, For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it.
他的意思就是说，我服我上面的权柄，然后我就被授予一个权柄，可以叫我下面的人服我。
And so what he's saying is that when I obey the authority above me, I then have the authority so that the people below, under me will also obey me.
哦，耶稣说，哦，在以色列中，我也没有见过这样大的信心。
Jesus was astonished and said, I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith.
因为他看到耶稣为什么服事那么有权柄。
And he saw why Jesus had such great authority.
耶稣就是在这样子的原则之下，他拥有那个真实的权柄。
And it's because Jesus was living according to this principle, and that's why he had such great authority.
他服父神的权柄。就会有从神而来的信心。
Because when he obey under God's the Father's authority, then he would have faith that comes from God.
那是真实的信心。
And that is a true faith.
我们如果像耶稣这样，我们也会有真实的信心。
So if we're like Jesus, we're going to receive true faith.
不是自我感觉有信心。
It's not a faith is not a feeling.
应该说不只是自我感觉有信心。
Okay, well, I should say that it's not only a feeling that think of confidence.
或自己的意志坚持要有信心。
Or our own strong will, determining to have faith.
信心是在乎神的旨意。神说话了吗？神定义了吗？
Faith comes from God,
God's will.
Faith depends on God's will. Has God spoken? Has God determined His will?
哦，我对这个也有一点经验，所以我知道。
I have experienced this a little bit, so I know.
我们再来看诗篇第二十二篇，下面我们就用圣经的话，我想大家就可以明白哈。
Let us read Psalm chapter 22.
耶稣神掌的，他怎么能够？耶稣后来怎么能够成为那样子蛮有权柄的人的？二十二章哈。
Psalm chapter 22.
我们一起来读第九、第十节，这是预言耶稣。你是叫我出母腹的，我在母怀里，你就使我有倚靠的心。我自出母胎就被交在你手里，从我母亲生我，你就是我的神。
So, chapter 22, verses 9 and 10. Yet you brought me out of the womb, you made me trust in you, even at my mother's breast. From birth I was cast upon you, from my mother's womb you have been my God.
我们可以从这些原则里边看出，我们可以怎么样来步着耶稣的脚踪，而使我们里边的信心被建立起来，使我们可以领受神的权柄。
And we can see from this, how we can, how our faith can be built up and established, so that we can trust and obey under God's authority.
我们看，路加福音第二章二十二节。
Let us read Luke chapter 22.
耶稣是第八天就被献给主的，他的生命是献给主的。
Chapter 22. So Jesus, was dedicated to the Lord after 8 days.
四十节，第二章四十节。第二章二十二节，就是他是被献给主的。
Verse 22.
对不起，这边不是新歌里，这个是新歌里是第八天哈、啊，这个是过了洁净的日子，把它献给主。四十节，孩子渐渐长大，强健起来，充满智慧。又有神的恩在他身上。
So verse 40, and the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
四十六节，他在十二岁的时候，他在殿里，他坐在教师中间，一面听一面问，他在乎明白神的心意。
So in verse 46, after 3 days,They found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions.
他要真明白神的心意。
He wanted to know God's will.
耶稣在另外一个地方曾经跟那些撒都该人讲没有复活的事。耶稣跟他们讲说，哎呀，你们都错了，你们都不明白圣经，也不相信神的大能。
So Jesus told
the Sadducees
that, what is it?
Sadducees, yeah. 没有。
That you guys didn't understand and you were all, wrong.
很多时候我们会引用圣经，会讲圣经，有时候我们把神的话语解释错了，体会错了。
Sometimes we quote the Bible, we use the Bible, but we interpret the Bible wrong and we use it.
耶稣在这里，他要真明白什么是神的意思。
And so Jesus here, he really wanted to understand what's God's real, the truth and what's God's will.
保罗鼓励那个提摩太说：“你要按着正义分解神的道。”
So Paul reminded Timothy that you need to interpret God's words in His righteousness.
因为如果我们真明白神的道，真领受神的道，真按着神的道去行，我们这个人就会被建立起来。
Because if we really understand God's word.And we really follow God's word, then we will be
edified.
Will be edified and established by God.
那他的父母不太明白哈、哦，为什么他这样子？那所以到了四十九节，他的 他的母亲说你怎么这样对我们呢？耶稣四十节，耶稣说为什么找我呢？岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
And so, Jesus' parents at the time didn't really understand and say, Son, why have you treated us like this? And Jesus replied, Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?
他以父的事为念。
He prioritizes things of the Father.
所以如果我们的灵性光景真有十二岁，我们会以父的事为念，因为耶稣是一个 standard.
So if our spiritual life, spiritual condition is 12 years old, because Jesus is our standard, then we would put God's prioritize God's concerns and God's will.
那他父母说这个话，他们不明白，他还是顺从父母。
And even though they did not, his parents did not understand what he was saying, he still was obedient to them.
Okay, 因为时间的关系，我没有办法继续讲了哈。那到了马太福音第三章，神感动他去受洗的时候，施洗约跟他说：“哦，你怎么到我这里来受洗？”哈，耶稣说：“你暂且许我，我们理当尽诸般的义。”
So Matthew chapter 3, when Jesus went to John the Baptist and asked him to baptize him, John said, "How can I baptize you? I need to be baptized you, and you come and do you come to me?" And Jesus said, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness."
因为在这里，耶稣是虚己，他没有坚持他是神的儿子。
So here Jesus is humbling himself. He did not insist that he was son of God.
他是比施洗约翰更大的，他不坚持这个。
He is much greater than John the Baptist, but he didn't insist.
他这个时候父要他这样，
because at
the time, 他就要尽这样的义。
Because at the time, the father wants him to do this, so he obeyed the Lord to fulfill this righteousness.
所以啊，我这个也许我以后再说哈。今天我就谈到这里。耶稣的一生就是他不由着自己来，是父差遣他。
There's more that we'll talk about later, but all of Jesus' life is basically that the Father sent him, and he obeys the Father in all circumstances.
他不照自己的意思。
He didn't do anything out of his own will.
他不求自己的喜悦。
He didn't seek for his own pleasure.
他不求从人来的荣耀。
And he didn't seek glory from people.
他的心就是要父得荣耀。
And in his heart, all he wanted was for the Father.
他的心就是要父的旨意被成全。
And in his heart, all he wanted was God, the Father's will to be fulfilled.
他活着就是父啊，愿你的旨意成全在地，如同成全在天。
And so the purpose of his life was so that the Father's will may be done on earth as it is in heaven.
因此他不救自己。
And that is why he did not try to save himself.
好叫父所喜悦的事可以成全。
So that what the Father take pleasure in can be accomplished.
父喜悦的事就是牺牲掉他，来拯救一批新造的族类，成为他的儿女。
And what the father took pleasure in was that to sacrifice him so that he can win back a generation of sons and daughters.
如果我们里面有他这一种灵，这种精神，
so if we have God's spirit in us and this spirit,
神荣耀的灵就会越来越在我们生命彰显出来。因为圣灵是赐给顺从之人的。
Then God's Spirit will be manifested in us more and more, His glorious spirit will be manifested in us more and more.
我们会走永生的路。
So that
we will be able to
walk onto the path of eternity.
好，我今天就讲到这里。那
I will share.
主耶稣他被卖的那一夜，他设立这个圣餐，我们大家都很熟悉。耶稣拿起饼就向父致谢，他要他的门徒。